This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Firefighters in Northern and Central California are having to choose which fires to fight. That's because there are more than 1,000 burning right now. A fire burning in Big Sur is still only 3% contained. It has already consumed some 60 square miles. Abraham Newell is a lifelong resident of Big Sur. He's here now. And you're on your cell phone. Where are you exactly?
I am still in Big Sur. I'm about 5 miles north of my home, where we've been evacuated from.
And where are you staying?
I am camping out right now. We have a second piece of property with no structures on it. So we're camping out with the livestock, waiting to be let home.
Livestock?
Chickens, ducks, and dogs.
And you're in tents?
In tents and a Volkswagen bus. So we just kind of picked up and made camp here, thinking we'd be able to go back within a few days. That was, Sunday.
So how close is the fire to your house?
Well, the fire burned within about 75 feet of our house on the second day. Burned one of my cars, but did not hit the home. And so my house is not in danger, but the fire's kind of come around the backside of the Big Sur River Gorge and now appears to be coming towards the Big Sur Valley, which is what you would consider downtown Big Sur.
So that's where the businesses are, the tourist area?
Yeah, the state park is there, and the main businesses are all kind of in that little area.
So if it reaches the valley, that could be devastating for Big Sur.
If it reaches the valley, that was Big Sur, yeah. I can hardly wrap my mind around what would happen, because it's so heavily forested, and there's only the one road going through, so there's no other exit points.
Now, you've lived there your whole life.
I've lived here my whole life, yeah.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
I've never seen anything remotely like this. There's fires every few years, and you'll get smoke, and we've even been evacuated a couple times. But nothing, you know, I'm only 37, but nothing even remotely close to this.
Now, this fire was caused by a lightning
strike,
right?
This was lightning strike. We heard the lightning and, you know, saw the little clouds on, it was probably Saturday about 1 o'clock, and it was just a very hot day, got a few clouds in, and then we started hearing thunder and lightning, and at that point, everybody's heart sank. There's only one thing that can happen then, with lightning and dry material.
Right, so, and it hasn't rained much.
It hasn't rained, you know, I mean, there's been just enough rain, I think, to keep the wells full in Big Sur. All the hills around here are dry. All the fuel on the forest floor is dry. All the underbrush, everything is just dry. So it ignites just so quickly.
Well, Abraham, thanks a lot.
Okay.
That's Abraham Newell. He lives in Big Sur. Right now he's evacuated and camping out near his home.